These are today's latest Manchester United headlines, and it looks like United are finally set to get a deal for Bruno Fernandes over the line. He is due for a medical in Manchester on Wednesday, and that could be in a deal worth around £68 million. An initial fee of just £46.6 million, though, will be somewhat of a disappointment to Sporting Lisbon, who had been holding out for much higher fee up front. Well, United stuck to their guns and decided that they wouldn't just pay what it took to bring Fernandes to the club. Whether that's going to be wise in the long term remains to be seen. They could have had him for a couple of games in January, but it looks like there is a chance that he could even be in the squad for the weekend clash with Wolverhampton Wanderers in the Premier League. Well, a video has emerged on social media of Fernandes being interviewed by a Portuguese broadcaster and the 25-year-old getting into a car. He was asked about his switch to United, asked if it was his preferred option. He said it always was. Of course, Barcelona reportedly made a late entry into the bidding for Fernandes this week. They were said to be looking to then loan him to Valencia in order to get Rodrigo Moreno to the Camp Nou, but that's become a bit of a non-starter, with Fernandes now on his way to Manchester to complete the formalities of the medical and join United for an initial £46.6 million. The deal would include add-ons of £8.5 million based on potential appearances for the club and qualifying for the Champions League. They would also pay an extra £12.7 million with the player hitting less attainable performance targets. That could well be in terms of goals scored for the club, or indeed the old golden ball scenario which we had with Anthony Martial's deal. Elsewhere, and United Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward's house was apparently under siege last night, with a group of Manchester United supporters pictured outside the gates to his Cheshire mansion, letting off flares and also causing a bit of a scene. Some suggesting it could just be a PR stunt, this. There weren't that many United fans in attendance. Very little damage was done, if any at all. And the exclusive pictures to it all appeared in the Sun newspaper, of course, the former newspaper of Ed Woodward's new PR guru.